Can we say amen again?
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. You know, that stuff right there will take you straight on into heaven. You never know what someone's going through. You never know where someone's been. But when you can hear a confident voice giving praise to God, it doesn't matter where they've been. But you understand they got the same person you got that brought them through. And Brother Davidson, thank you. I appreciate you sharing your voice to God this morning and lending it up, you know, in praise to his name. I know that's not traditional. Some of y'all folk don't like it, but let me tell you something. In God's house, you got to leave room for the Spirit. If you're going to be what God wants you to be in his house, you got to leave room for the Spirit. I don't know who that was for, but it was for somebody. And if it wasn't for nobody else but Brother Davidson, brother, you sang that, and I'm thankful to you for that. Reminds me a little bit about kind of what we're talking about this morning. Joshua had an older man with him. Y'all remember his name? And then there was another gentleman on the scene, too, when Joshua went into the promised land. Y'all remember who it was? Caleb. And Caleb said, when he was an older man, I'm as strong now as I was back then. Give me this mountain. Let me take it. When I get your age, I want to be just like you and sing to my God for all the wonderful things that he's done for me. All the people of God this morning, I know you. You're probably all over the place between Deja and his Red Bull and coffee, but mostly his heart and his understanding of what God has done for him, to the fact that maybe you were in a place that might have been a little bit worn out due to your week or what's been going on in your life. It doesn't matter because you're in the house of God. God will take you from where you are and place you to where he wants you to be. You don't believe me? Ask Joshua. You don't believe me? Ask Timothy. You don't believe me? Ask Paul. You don't believe me? Ask his disciples. And I thank God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to serve in his kingdom. My wife and I and my son, our son, we thank Hawthorne for being who you've been to us. We have been blessed by you to be in the position that we're in, and we humbly thank God for the opportunity to serve in this capacity. To be your preacher, you never know what it means. You will never know. But you can know one thing. To be my brothers and sisters means the world to me. And I pray that our time together will be valuable, that we'll invest in the God of heaven who created us to give it all that we got. I'm just the old young little fellow on the block, but I've been a few places. I've traveled a few miles, and I thank God for the journey. And I see Hawthorne, if you would, receiving a greater blessing for having committed your life not to Stan, but to God. God can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to, however he wants to. And I'm glad he does do what he does. I couldn't have seen nor planned any of this, but he saw it. And again, I will continue to submit to the Hawthorne family. This is greater than you and I. This is kingdom business we're talking about. This is about the souls of mankind in the world that we live in today, whom can be redeemed like you and I were redeemed out of the hand of the enemy himself. And I want to challenge you to partner up with me as we partner up with God and move in the direction of serving him. But I just thought I had to get that little formality out the way and say thank you for letting me be your minister. Now, Joshua chapter 1, I thought it fitting since Moses left to go on and hang out, you know, in the book of Joshua. You can only imagine what God is doing with you when he gets to work. You think sometimes that you may have God figured out, but then God comes along and throws a monkey wrench in the thing. And then just at that moment when you think it's going to go south, it plateaus. And God takes you to a place you only dreamed about seeing. And I see Joshua here in his position to be in want of leadership, to be in want of direction, to be in want of encouragement, to a point to where he sees himself as leading, directing, and encouraging based upon the blessing he receives from God. And I want to, if you would, just kind of set the stage for the next few months in terms of the direction we're going. We're going to start and embark today on a series out of the book of Joshua, and I want you to hang in there with me. And I want you to see what happens when you trust God, when you hold fast to God. See, we think we got a plan, and we do. But I'm here to tell you God's got a better plan than the plan you got.
Okay.
Truth be told, his plan outweighs your plan by infinity times infinity.
Amen.
Truth be told, infinity times infinity ain't enough when it comes to the plan of God. Think of it this way. His plan is external and internal, but his plan also is divine versus humanist. He, if you would, sees things better than you see with 20/20 vision. God could give you his plan, but you still wouldn't be able to see his plan without him. Just hold close to me. I got to set some footwork along in here, because I want you to appreciate what God is doing with Hawthorne. God didn't bring you to where you are, bring us to where we are to drop us off. I'll say that again. God didn't bring Hawthorne to where Hawthorne is to just drop us off. No, God wants to take Hawthorne somewhere. But the question is, does Hawthorne want to go? See, sometimes I call Halisa and be like, baby, you want to go get some dinner? I was thinking, you know, maybe the Cheesecake Factory, I don't know why, but they just happen to have some cashew chicken that I just so happen to like. Now, you tell me what you want to do, but I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory. Are y'all listening to me? Sometimes God will say, I want to take you, my children, over here. And I know it may not be what you want, but I'm going over here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you want to go where I'm going?
Yeah.
Because if you do, you better buckle up and hang on, because it's going to be a journey.
Yeah.
I want you to see, Hawthorne, that God loves us.
Yes.
In spite of all of our imperfection, flaws, dysfunctions, he loves us.
Yes.
Somebody just might need to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
neighbor.
God loves you.
God loves you.
Tell your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor.
God loves you. And you got to tell yourself, say, self,
self.
God loves you.
God loves you.
I'm glad he never leaves it to chance for us to direct our steps. Because if we did, Paul would say we'd be a men most miserable. Joshua here is encouraged by God to lift up out of the position of passiveness into a position of leadership. Move past the fear, if you would, of new beginnings, and move into the position of confidence by being strong and courageous inside of me. Let me tell you something, Hawthorne. We can't get to where God wants us to go unless we listen to God. And while I'm there, if you listen to God, it'll be so great for you that you won't know what to do with yourself. You ever just had something happen to you in your life that just really blessed you and you just couldn't sit still? I mean, it literally was just progging at you and you was just so excited. You had to get on the phone and you called everybody you knew. Then after you called everybody you knew, you called everybody you didn't know. You just had to share it. You had to get it off of your heart. You had to let somebody know. Why? Because you found something that was great. Something happened to you that was great. Well, in the body of Christ, when you're hooked up with God, great things happen. And you got to anticipate greatness if you're going to be great. Now, I know. Sometimes, you know, it seems as though life gets hard and it gets rough. Well, it does, but you only allow what to happen to you what you want to happen to you. If you want to be mad, guess what? You're going to be mad. If you want to be negative, you're going to be negative. If you don't want a blessing, guess what? You ain't going to accept a blessing. Are you listening to me? But if you change that and decide to, invest in everything that God has to offer to you, you'll sing a little bit louder. You'll shout a little bit more. Or maybe you'll sit there with the biggest smile on your face because you'll understand that God's hand is at work in your life. I'm just trying to set the stage here real quickly. I got to get you pumped up. You can't appreciate going into the promised land unless you appreciate the process by which you get there. See, everybody wants to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. Don't nobody want to encounter issues and problems in life. Well, let me tell you something. The issues and problems segue for you to make it on into them pearly gates. I don't know about you. One day I'm going to get my mansion, my robe, and my crown. Amen. I just got fitted last week for part of my robe. Y'all don't hear me. You know, the week before last, you know, I was getting fitted for my big head, for my crown. Amen. And I saw the master working out some jewels to go in my crown. In other words, I'm saying is if you can't see it, if you can't see it by which you make it in, you ain't going to reach after it. You're not going to be happy while you're here. Everybody's looking for love out here in this world at all the wrong places. Let me tell you, it's found in Jesus. There's nothing in this world, this external life that we're living, that will ever satisfy that inner being that God has placed inside of you. That one that's inside of you needs something spiritual. It needs some hope and assurance that only comes from God himself. Are y'all all right out there? Just hang close and hold tough and hang tight. In our text this morning, Moses, the great leader, has died. And Joshua, the new leader, has been appointed to lead the nation of Israel into Canaan. But look at this. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, Israel is about to take possession of the land which God promised Abraham centuries earlier. This morning, we begin a journey that will take us, if you would, through the book of Joshua. But amidst the journey, we will see battles Israel had to face in order to claim the promise of God. Although warfare and suffering are present, Israel will still be recipients of great victories. Amen. Y'all don't hear me? I'm convinced that Joshua can speak to our hearts this morning about the spiritual victory that is found in the believer's life when they claim what God has given them. Amen. Did you hear what I said? You can expect victory in your life as a spiritual believer when you claim what God has given you. It makes no sense for you to say you're a child of God if you don't plan on going to heaven. That's what I'm talking about. Makes no sense for you sing these songs of Zion if you don't plan on singing them 24/7 when you get to heaven. See, when you know victory is yours, I told Satan, get behind me because victory is yours, then you position yourself as a victor. You move past all of the victimisms that are out there designed to trap you and keep you discouraged and depressed. And you move past that into the victory mode, and you begin to hang out with confidence, assurance that's based upon the evidence that God said, I won't leave you nor will I forsake you. Yeah, it's going to get rough.
Yes.
Things got to get tight. But on the other end of tightness is a blessing.
Amen.
Some of y'all got it tight right now in your life. Things are a little bit tight in your life. You're in some tight spots right now in your life. Well, just hang in there, because on the other side of tightness is looseness. Are you listening to me? God will free you and loose you of your stuff if you just stick with him. Tell your neighbor, stick with him. Tell your neighbor, stick with him. And yourself, stay with him. As we journey through Joshua, I want to hit a few high spots of the journey. And we're going to entitle this series of lessons, Claiming Your Canaan. Claiming Your Canaan. We claim everything else.
Yeah.
Crips and Bloods, I heard earlier. I mean, we claim everything else. Why not claim what God has given us? Is that not what he did to Joshua when he befriended him? He told him, take claim. Go take the land that I told you I already gave you. Someone needs to know this morning that you can stop wandering around in the wilderness of defeat and enter into your Canaan land of spiritual victory. Victory can be yours this morning if you stake the claim on which God has given you. There is no need to feel destroyed, disturbed, or derailed when you can look around and see victory.
Yeah.
It's time for God's people to stop settling for less than the best.
Yeah.
It's time to stop allowing the negativities of life to hinder the positivities that are involved on the journey.
Amen.
Stop letting the devil take you down. Stop letting the devil clown around. Hawthorne, take back what the devil stole from you. Let him know who controls your life. Hawthorne, rise to the occasion and take victory. It's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, victory is mine.
Victory is
mine. I said, say it, victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
If you belong to the King, then you are entitled to victory.
Yes.
Don't settle for anything less than victory. When God says you can have something, guess what? You can have it. It's just like little Stanley when he comes to me and says, Daddy, can I get a fruit gusher? And I say, yes. He don't hesitate.
Yes.
Truth be told, it's in his hand. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me, church. It's in his hand prior to him asking. And usually it look a little something like this. Daddy, can I have a fruit gusher? And as soon as I say yes, that hand extends and says, thank you, Daddy. You got to take claim, take hold of what God has given you. Don't sit there like you're defeated. No, you have victory in your life. Joshua was told by God, Moses, my servant, is dead, but I'm not. Get up and go take the land that flows with milk and honey. Go get that place I told you early on that you can have. Now, what gets me and bothers me is the fact that God tell you to go get something and you questioning it. And look here, if you told me you got $100 for me, I ain't questioning nothing.
That's right.
I'm going to extend my hand and say, thank you, man.
Yep.
I'm going to put that $100 in my pocket and say, I appreciate it. I'll holler at you. I ain't going to stick around too long because you might want me to go take you to lunch. But what are you saying, Stan? What's your point? Take what belongs to you.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things which are revealed are ours. It's time for you to take hold of what God told you you can have. Y'all ready to go into the promised land? Are you ready to see what God's going to do with Hawthorne?
Yes.
Then don't settle for defeat. Settle for victory.
Yes.
And then don't settle for victory. Cuddle up next to victory. Victory, when it shows you one side, expect it to show you the other side.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me?
Yes.
See, sometimes we like when good things happen, but when good things happen, we so worried about if it's still going to happen that we ain't happening no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we don't get to see but one side of victory because
right.
We're so worried about the side of defeat. Victory's on this side and defeat's on the other side. It's almost like a two-faced kind of thing that we look at. Stop doing that to yourself. Stop saying, well, what's going to happen next? Nah, don't do it in lieu of negativity. Do it in lieu of positivity. God, you showed up and showed out once. What else you going to do? See, I'm tired of settling for this mediocre stuff that
gets me high one moment and then drops me down. And no, I'm trying to ride. I'm trying to see what God has in store for Stan. My wife and I have been together 7 years as a disciple of this past year. And I thank God for that. And I told her 7 means completion. And she turned around and told me, yeah, baby, it's been rough. So 7 years worth of famine, but Lord Jesus, here we go. 7 years worth of plenties in store. And ever since the Lord been working in 2016, he's been showing up and showing out. And I thank God for that. That's why I want to tell you, take claim of what belongs to you. Yeah, it's going to get rough. When ain't it ever been rough? Look at your neighbor and say, it's been rough, ain't it? It's been rough, ain't it? Yeah, but if you can expect roughness, surely you can expect victory on the other side. Joshua is told by God, take the land which I told you that is yours. The title of the lesson this morning, it's yours.
It's yours.
How does it make you feel to know it's yours? I don't know about you. I'm glad I belong to the Lord. I'm glad he's given me the blessings that he's given me. Might I add, while I'm along in there, I'm not talking so much about the physical blessings as much as I'm talking about the spiritual blessings. You know how hard it is to find a place of worship where you can come and be what God wants you to be, where you ain't got to worry about the bickering and the fussing and the fight. Amen. Where you can come, you can be, you know, who you are in God. You can smile because the person next to you is smiling. You ain't got to worry about the tainted old ignorant frown that the person next to you on the other side got. I'm just trying to help somebody along here. But some of y'all sitting up in here frowning, and I know good and well God done done some stuff to you. Because if he's done something for me, surely he's not a respected person that he can't do something for you. See, move past all that other stuff. The reason you're frowning is because you're too worried about what's going to happen next. No, stop shortchanging yourself. You hanging so much on the victory of the past that you can have the victory of the future. The future holds a lot of victory for you if you just let go of the victories of the past. Now, that doesn't mean you don't reminisce. By all means, reminisce. But also admit to what God is doing for you in your life right now. How many of y'all know God's been good to you? How many of y'all know he's blessing you right now? There's a song we sing, the Lord is blessing me. Right now, I know the Lord is blessing me. Right now, you know he woke me up this morning and he started me. I know he's blessing me. I know the Lord is blessing me. Right now. Give God some praise, people. That's your God. That's your God. Take ownership of it. It's yours. It belongs to you. Two ideas real quickly, and I'm going to let you go. I don't plan on preaching long because I got the rest of whenever to preach. Let me drop this in while I'm here. When you know it's yours, there's two things you do. The first thing you do is you claim it. Claim the land. Claim it as yours. The second thing you do is you confidently trust God. Don't half-step with your confidence in God. If he said he gonna do it, walk like he done it already. Move past the insignificant feelings and emotions that so easily draw you back. Well, should I? Well, I don't know. Well, God said it, but I don't know. I've been here before, but it didn't work out. Stop doing that to yourself. Walk in the victory that he's given you. Can I help you? Go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Let me share. There's some good stuff in here. You know, I might, you know, preach this one day when I become a preacher, but claim the land. Joshua chapter 1. Look again at the words of the Lord. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then you and all these people do what? Get ready. What? Get ready to cross the Jordan. You can't get ready unless you got knowledge of what to be ready for. See, you got to live in anticipation and expectation that God's getting ready to do something in your life. How many of y'all about to bend a corner in your life? There's something going on right now. Some of y'all about to bend a corner. You're just about to walk right into a blessing. Those of you who raised your hand, you're going to walk into it this week. The rest of y'all going to walk around the other corner. But I'm going to tell you like this. You got to start claiming what belongs to you. And I'm not so much talking about this physical stuff as I'm talking about the spiritual stuff. God wants you to be his child. He wants every day for you to be peaceful. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to hang out there for just a moment. If I may. Can I park the brake? Oh, yeah, I'm the pastor. Park for a minute. Let me tell you something. If you decide to just trust God, watch what he does. You talking about peace? I mean, your neighbor can be tripping. But because you got God in your life, you no longer want to go off. You start to feel sorry for them. Because you begin to see all the energy and the effort that they're using to be mad at you, to be tripping on you. Then you begin to pray for them. And your life is so peaceful that when they do come ask you for a cup of sugar, you say, sure. How much do you need? Well, I need a cup. Here's 5 pounds. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about victory. True victory that's found in Christ Jesus. But the key is you got to ready yourself. You got to prepare yourself to take what God has given you. I got to move because if I don't, we're going to be here till midnight, and I think y'all want to go home. Some of y'all looking at me like, hurry up, but it's okay. All right. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. Look at it from the King James. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that high have I given unto you. As I was with Moses, guess what? I'm going to be with you. Yeah. Notice God didn't say, go walk over there to a land that I'm about to give you. When you read the text and you study it out, it ain't that I am about to give it to you. The thing is, I've already given it to you. But the problem is you ain't walking right. You ain't ready right now. So your thoughts are, he may give it to me and he may not. That ain't what God said. God said, I've given it to you. If I gave you $1 million, put it in your bank account electronically. Don't dream about it. We're just talking for sake of just talking. But I put it in there, and I say, I'm about to give you $1 million. When you look at your account and it's in there, does that mean you may get it or you may not? Or do that mean you got it, and I'm just now referencing it through words that I'm about to give it to you? Don't miss me there. See, sometimes we want God to do a mighty work when he already says, I've done it. We want God to step into the situation and the circumstance and things that are going on in our life to rescue us. And he's already told us that he's rescued us. And here we are wondering if he's going to do it or if he's not. So we sit in position of being stuck, worried about if God's going to do it or not. And victory already belongs to us. And so you sit there mad and miserable when the person next to you is soaring and they're excited and they're happy about what's going on in their life simply because they done embraced that God done already did for them what he said he gonna do. Are you listening? Yeah, I know. I wasn't gonna say that yet, Deja, but thank you. Yeah, you're right. He did that. How many of y'all know God did that? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? In other words, I've positioned myself to accept my reality, to accept my fate in the Lord, that he said, I've given it to you, so go ahead and take it. But I know our problem. Joshua was told by God that every place that the sole of your foot shall step upon, I've given it to you. Our problem is we ain't got no soul in it. Ooh. Wish I had a church. Preach a little on that. See, the soul, S-O-L-E, comes after the soul, S-O-U-L, is invested. When your soul is anchored and rooted in the Lord, your soul will walk out there on faith. It'll trust God. It'll depend that God can do what he said he's going to do. So you don't wait on God because you know God's waiting on you. So you move and you say, God, use me to your glory. Do with me what you want me to do. Mold me and shape you the way you want me to be molded and shaped. I wish I had a church. 15 years ago, I started the ministry, and I now understand today why I did what I did back then. I now understand why I'm walking at Hawthorne the way that I'm walking. It took my S-O-U-L to position my S-O-L-E. It took many miles to get to where I am right here, and I'm thankful for the journey. I'm thankful for the process by which these things happen. But here's the problem. We got an issue. We're so settled with whatever. We're so settled with whatever that we can't see what God has in store. Y'all still get me? I'm going to make it plain and I'm going to sit down. What does this look like to y'all? Piece of rope. Yeah, I know it. Well, I ain't going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to leave it alone. It's a rope. Now, what's interesting to me on this rope is I got some tape on it. And I want you to see that when you settle for this tape, you don't get the rest of what God has in store for you. Y'all didn't hear me. That's all right. I'll give y'all another minute. When you settle for this piece of tape, you can't get the rest of the rope. See, our journey begins. God says, take the land. And this is what we see. Are you listening to me? We see the process by which we disturbed, distracted, discontent. We're looking and we see the giants. We begin to see all the hardship that'll endure. Y'all quiet, amen. We get sad and upset. Things start happening. Amen. Folks start leaving. And y'all quiet on me. I'm just trying to say, I was told last Lord's Day, be strong and courageous. I'm outside the box now. Y'all stuck with me all the way. Here we go. But when you settle for just what you can see, you can't get what God sees. So therefore, while the rest of us is down the road, you stuck right here. And here you are. Well, what's wrong with them? Why are they so happy? I know why they happy, because they S-O-U-L. Hooked up with their S-O-L-E, and it got them down the road. Don't be mad because you settling where you at. In other words, you got to expect greatness. What sense does it make for you to walk as a child of the Most High God and not expect some of his benefits? Psalms division 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. You're a benefactor of the grace and mercy of God himself. Well, I got to quit here in just a few minutes, but let me tell you something. You got to learn to walk in your greatness. I don't know about you. I'm tired of settling for little stand. I'm going to start reaching out for bigger stand. God, I want to see what you're going to do with me. First thing, I'm surprised that you even working with me. I don't know why you fool with me. You know, I'm always in the prayer chamber asking for forgiveness, and you keep on forgiving me. God, what's up with that? I expect greatness for you, Stan. I want to see you do great. Someone say, he's tooting his own horn. No, what I'm doing is I'm positioning my S-O-L-E based upon my S-O-U-L. I want you to see I'm not settling for nothing except for what God wants me to have. Amen. You can't take it from me. Amen. You can't embitter me. You can't make me negative. Amen. Y'all quiet. I'm just telling the truth, sis. Or the truth, whichever one works. You know? But here's the point. God told Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot touches, I've given it to you. So when you roll up on a problem, it's already handled. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the solution to the problem. Because for every problem, there is a
solution.
For every plus, there is a. And every minus, there is a. Hey, amen. I had to go that route because, you know, y'all get happy and then next day you drop off. Oh, Lord Jesus. Then when the negative do come, guess what? You can reach back up again. It's almost like them batteries in your Walkman back in the day. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm dating myself a little bit. Y'all don't know about the Walkman. Y'all don't remember the Walkman. You know, the little two wheels on the inside that had a little rubber band. That cassette tape was playing. And when your batteries was low, it'd be like, when you first start doing... But if you waited just a few minutes and took the batteries out and flipped them around and hit it one more time, you'd be back to the doom, 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 doom. And then a little bit later, it would go to doom. And if you was blessed, you could reach in your pocket for them other batteries. And they weren't new. Trying to help somebody along in here. And you go on and switch it up. It'd be a Duracell, and you always banking on the Duracell. Yeah. And it'd be hooked up with one of them off-brand alkalines. Yeah. Ever ready? Panasonic. I know what you're talking. Yeah. Stop settling for weak batteries. Stop settling for less than the bet. Nah, take your cheap behind to the store. And get you a good fresh pack of Duracell batteries. Pop them in there and keep doing, keep doing what you're supposed to. What do you say is there? Stop settling people for less than what God wants you to have. See, sometimes you get filled in all this junk, and the devil loves when situations could go south. He makes them go south. And he begins to, if you would, you know, infiltrate our minds and begin to try to set up strongholds to deceive us. Don't let that happen to you. Claim your land. It belongs to you. Let me hurry up and close out of here. Second idea, after you claim your land, make sure you confidently trust God. Look at verse 5 of our text, Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. I'm getting ready to close. Y'all feel all right?
Yeah.
Everything's still good with you? I just want to give you some victory this morning. Joshua 1, verse 5. Now no one, will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Need you, if you would, Don. The other pastor, get for me, if you would, Hebrews chapter 13, round about verse number 5, and we're going to hang our hat there, and I'm going to quit. But notice what God promised in verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, the first part, the promise of victory over the enemy and the power of God. No one will be able to stand against you. Look at the second thing in verse 5, the promise of the presence of God and his power. You mean, God, you with me? I love that. Thirdly, in verse 5, notice the promise of the faithfulness of God. Verse 6, the promise of absolute victory. He don't tell you to go in and get it unless it belongs to you. When I step out and get in my car, I get in confidently. You know why? Belongs to me. Well, Stan, don't you need payments? As long as it's in my possession, 9/10 of the law, it belongs to me. And here's what's interesting. I could passively get in my car and let somebody from Compton jack me. I'm just saying. Or I could get in my car confidently. Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. Strike that from the tape. Reverse it. Just toss that one. But I can confidently get in there knowing it's mine and walk with my head held high. I can take care of that car. I can wash that car, put gas in that car, put maintenance on that car so that it can be the blessing that it's designed to be to me. Or I can turn around. I can be like, whatever about that car. Not take care of it. not wash it. Then eventually it break down on me and I wonder why. What are you saying, Stan? God said, I'm with you. Respect that. Take care of that. Invest in that. Keep washing up in that. Ride along with that. Make sure you pull routine maintenance on that. Make sure that you, when you get into a position where you might be a little stuck and it might be a little sticky, you have the power you need to get out of that. Yes. Why? Because you've been taking care of that. Yes. That's going to be, the Lord said the same next week. The title of the lesson is Handle Your Business. Mm. You know, God tells Joshua, get up, take care of business. Be responsible about yours. Make sure you position yourself to be receiving of what I've given you. Because when God gives you something, you got to have the power to handle it. Oh, Lord. I said, when God gives you something, you got to have the power in the mind to handle it. That's why God don't give everybody everything. Some folk right here, right now, y'all mad. I know. See, you can't get peace because you can't handle it right now. Y'all quiet. So guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be mad. And everything anybody around here do that smiles and positive and encouraging, you're just going to be mad. When all you have to do is step out of that and step into claiming what God said he wanted to give you, then you can be happy like me. I don't care too much about what's going on. If they take the car, they just take the car. Whatever. It's going to be all right. Why? Because I got another car. And if they take the other car, it don't matter. Because Don got a car. But they didn't jack Don's car. Well, that's all right. Y'all got a motorcycle.
Come on.
What are you saying? It's about perception, how you perceive things. You can settle for the short end of the journey. Or you can wait and look in store and see what God has for the journey. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's up to you. You got to claim the land, and then you got to confidently walk in the land. But verse 6, I got to share this, and I'm going to officially close. In verse 6, God also promised the promise of God to keep his promise. I like that. Do you not know when you take stake of the claim that God has given you, and he's promised you, you're going to be all right because he promised it to himself.
Come on.
When God promises something because of his name, it's going to happen, people. Let me strike and reverse that another way. Bible said when God looked around after he was about to make the covenant with Abraham, and he saw there wasn't no one around whom why he could swear, he swore by his own name. What are you saying, Dan? How did it work out for Abraham? Did he not become a father of many nations? How did it work out for Abraham's family? Were they not blessed because of that? And I read somewhere that we are Abraham's seed. And surely if he was blessed, surely we're going to be blessed. And I read somewhere that he came, that is Jesus, to redeem us out of the hand of the enemy. That he came so we could have life and have life more abundantly. That abundant life is only rooted in Christ, and we know that, but it's all based upon what you claim. If you take claim that he came for you, to deliver you, to relieve you, to release you, to help you on your journey, then you smile.
That's right.
You have a little bit more joy in your heart. You're happier every day. Folk around you want to know what you're taking, and you tell them Jesus. Simply because you know what he's done for you. Victory belongs to you. So you don't walk around no more with your head low. You don't march slow and sing low. You march fast, and you say, my God is able to deliver me. Yeah, stuff's going to get rough. Yeah, stuff's going to get hard, but I ain't looking at the present. I'm looking toward the future. My eyes are fixed on the goal. It's fixed on the prize, the upward call that's in Christ Jesus, so I'm not worried about it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I'm closing. The Bible says what?
Keep your lives free from the love of money.
Well, that might be the problem. Maybe our S-O-L-E is hooked up with the wrong S-O-U-L. Maybe the S-O-U-L is hooked in the wrong place. When your S-O-U-L is not hooked in Jesus and it's hooked into this other external substances, no wonder your S-O-L-E won't let you get your behind to Bible class, won't let you get your behind to worship. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Let me look at the wall. It's much more neutral. No wonder you have positioned yourself for failure. No wonder you walk around with a frown on your face. No wonder you are not confident in God. No wonder you're sitting there, broke as old Joe's turkey, and don't know what to do. I know exactly why. You got to hook your S-O-U-L up with the right person.
Yes.
The devil wants your soul just like Jesus wants your soul. The only difference is Jesus is going to do you right. The devil going to do you how he going to do you, like he been doing everybody else, jacking you up. But when you hook your life with Christ, it changes things. Read that one more time. I got to move on. Don't let me stop.
Keep your lives free from the love of money.
Keep your lives free from the love of money.
And be content with what you have.
Become what?
Content with what you have.
Oh, Jesus. Let's read on. That's
because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
Didn't we just read that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Book of Joshua. God himself has said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. But I like the next verse. So that we may boldly say.
So we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid.
What
can mere mortals do to me?
And I told the men this morning, it's not so much the men on the external as much as it is us, the man or the woman on the internal. Defeat comes from within. When you choose to settle for less than what God told you to settle. Last time I checked, God never told you to settle. He told you to take what belongs to you. So there's a lesson this morning. It's yours. It's yours. It belongs to you. I'm not talking about the job, an application out for. I'm not talking about the house that's in escrow. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the abundant life that's found in Jesus, where you can walk around confident. God whom you can depend on, a God who you can trust in, that come hell or high water, regardless of what happens in your life on this time side of life, you got a mansion, a robe, and a crown that's waiting on you, a place where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness. And brother, I really appreciate you singing that song, man, because that let me know you understand that God's in control, and God forbid he ever pass stand. Because I'll be jacked up from there on.
Yes,
I'm so thankful that God is still stopping for stand. Picking stand up. Giving him strength when he's weak. And maybe you share that sentiment this morning. Maybe you need some encouragement because that defeat been on you. 2016 Hawthorne, here we go. The question is, God said, I'm going over here. The question is do you want to go? When we get to the promised land, and I don't know when we get to the promised land, it'll be one of these days. We're on a journey. I want you to hold fast, because you think it's something on a journey to the promised land. When you get there, it's a revolution of love waiting on you. And hashtag, it's going to be Jesus' way.
Yeah.
You've been loved every other way. Why not get loved by Jesus? I believe when you're loved by Jesus, he'll turn them frown and stern faces upside down. He'll put some life in you. Yeah, you can come to church with some life in you. Now just listen how that sounds. Come to church with some life in you. Can you imagine what service is going to be like then? Hey, man, I'm not talking about anything outside of being decently and in order, but I'm talking about you coming in here with a greater attitude, a better attitude. You coming here ready to testify what God's been doing for you. How many people just had something happen to them this past couple weeks? How many of y'all know God done blessed you?
Yes, he is.
See, these are the things we need. We need the testimony time.
Yes.
We need the opportunity to say, you know what, my God, he did that.
Yeah.
My God, he did that.
Yeah.
He kept me when could nothing else keep me. At 3 a.m. when I was crying out and everybody was asleep, he was there. He was a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Come on, man.
Because Because I dedicated my life to him, it got hard, but he made me like a tree that was planted by the rivers of water. I wasn't moved. I wasn't shaken. Matter of fact, I produced more when the trouble hit.
Yeah.
I got to quit. But we ought to be folk who produce greaterness of greatness when the stuff gets rough.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he turned the heat up on us, the devil, and all of a sudden folk got more faithful?
Yeah. Come on now.
Can you imagine what it would look like when all that out there starts getting chaotic, worse than what it already is?
Yeah, yeah.
And folk in here talking about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Can you imagine? I love to praise him
when
hardship roll upon you.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you something. If you learn how to praise him right now, you don't have to worry when the trouble comes. Trying to praise God. Now, it'll already be in there. And when that old trouble and that old devil rears his head, you just get a little bit louder.
Yeah.
The devil don't like noise. Not Holy Ghost noise. I got to quit. That's a whole nother sermon for a whole nother day. But if you're here this morning, maybe you've been defeated. Well, join us on the journey at Hawthorne. We're trying to claim our Canaan. Come by faith, repentance, just accept him to be who he is. God is who he is. He said, I alone, I'm God.
Yeah.
There's no one beside me. I'm God. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and shortcomings. We're baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You can leave out of here today a victor.
Yeah.
Excited. Yeah. Happy. And not focused on the little piece you can see. But looking forward to what God has in store for you. Maybe you're here and you are a believer. Maybe you've fallen short of the glory of God. Maybe the devil just been rattling your cage. Well, welcome to the club. That's what he does best.
Yeah.
But what he don't know is what I know. And if he knew what I knew, then he'd do what I do. But because he don't know what I know, he'd do what he do instead of what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with him doing what he wants to do as long as he don't try to come do what I do.
Yeah.
Amen, because I don't want to wind up slipping off of what I do to go do what he do.
Yeah.
Someone said that's a whole lot of double top. Just hang in there with me. What I'm saying is stand humble, trust God, and let him lead you. And don't get so caught up in focusing on what the devil doing.
Because
he'll steer you away. Focus on what God told you to focus on, and that is claim it, it's yours. All right, I'm through. If you need to respond, please do so.